Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I'm so glad to have you on the line today because it's such an important telephone call. If you've been reading my blogs, you know that I'm going to Washington, D.C. today to be a part of a prayer group that's praying concerning what's happening right now. As you know, I'm quite sure the Kavanaugh, the justice place is being sought, the seat and the approval of Kavanaugh to fill that seat. I hardly can believe the things that they've been telling me, the people that I'm going to be working with there. The lady who is gathering us up is named Andrea. And last week, Dutch Sheets was there. Maybe you saw his report that he wrote on online. Very telling, but you cannot believe in the United States of America that such horrible things would be happening, would be going on, that people would be behaving the way they are, almost like animals. I saw on television where some women had accosted, almost, you would say, a senator in the elevator going in the Senate building. Now, they've been sending us. Now, you might say this is a prayer call for Israel. Why would we be talking about such things as this on a prayer call to Israel? When the United States is strong, and especially when the president that we have right now is strong, he is passing things. He is doing things that helps Israel more than any other president really we've ever had, because he's helping the United States, he's helping the church. There's an article today in the Jerusalem Post, and these are the headlines: the majority of Democratic Congress members plea to restore UNRWA, UNWRA aid. The 112 of the Democratic Congress members wrote a letter to our president and asked him to put the aid back. Now, what is UNRWA? UNWRA. Really, it was this United Nations facility group was created almost to handle what they call the Palestinian refugees. And for no other refugees in the whole world do they have the rule that the refugees' descendants, progeny, generation after generation, generation have the right to return. But by insisting on this, they would be insisting that Israel would not be a Jewish state, because all the people who left and all of their children that they've had since, if they would come back, immediately the demographics would change and the Palestinians would be in control of Israel. So this is what is behind our president's pulling the aid to UNWRA. And they're saying, well, you know, the people, they fed the people in Gaza. Israel feeds the people in Gaza. Israel takes humanitarian aid into Gaza all the time, and they are repelled by the Hamas, who don't want them in there. So why am I going, and why are we going to Washington, D.C.? I got a telephone call from this lady, and she is connected with Paula White and others there in Washington, D.C. that are close to the administration. And she reported to me, and we've been on the phone with her a lot, that they are marching, and they are causing havoc. People, women primarily, are causing havoc. Really, I think it's down to the wire that they do not want to lose their right to kill babies. It's amazing to me that you act like animals. Animals don't kill their babies. Act like animals to try to kill babies. Now, they have a group, and I was sent this yesterday. It's called the National Action Campaign. And this is one of the groups that's resisting. And their subject, this is one of their things I'm going to be reading to you. This is one of their publications. Their subject is Cancel Kavanaugh, explanation point, resist at the Supreme Court. And this is sent out to by the NOW organization. I'm going to quote right now from what they wrote. See below what is planned this week. There is training going on in the Senate Heart building in the hallways as well. Now, they begin like this. Those of you who showed up in Teal last Thursday to support Dr. Blasey Ford made our hearts swell! Exclamation point. Help us believe survivors now by marching again with the National Organization for Women, Women's March, and others on Thursday, October 4th in Washington, D.C. They will meet at 12:30 noon on Thursday. Where? Gather at the U.S. Court of Appeals in the D.C. Circuit where Brett Kavanaugh currently works. What action we will take? We will march to the U.S. Supreme Court to show through our numbers and our rallying cries that Kavanaugh should never be seated as a justice in the U.S. Supreme Court. RSVP and invite others. In addition to marching, we're also protesting in the halls of the Senate. We need to meet with Republican senators face-to-face to urge them to stop the Kavanaugh confirmation. Sign up to join us on Capitol Hill this week. Shifts are available every single day this week at 8:30 a.m., 12 p.m., and 4 p.m. Training begins in the Hart Senate Office Building atrium each day at those times. Sign up for as many as you can, and someone from Ultraviolet will get in touch ASAP. Sign up here. And so they are marching. I am told that they expect to be there by the thousands. And when I was, my daughter Shelley and my granddaughter Hannah are going with me, and when they were giving us the people that we're going to go and pray with, when they were giving us instruction, they said, don't walk out alone, because they're accosting people, they're affronting people face to face, and they're going to send some gentlemen to walk with us as we go to the place we're going to be praying. It's hard for me to imagine. I was thinking last night. Now, Billy Brim, you've been going to Russia every year, once or twice, in the days of the Soviet Union. Usually we would go in the winter time. And once a year in January. And we have been chased by the KGB. I've seen people carried off by the KGB. To frisk and arrest. I have, Shelley will remember if she's on this line, we've been on a train from Leningrad to Moscow. It's currently St. Petersburg, and that's an all-night ride, and the Soviet soldiers came in at night and searched your bags, searched your suitcases. So I thought before, but I've never been any place that physical confrontation might be expected, and physical abuse. I just can't imagine this in the United States of America. But I'm told that's what we might have to face. This is in the Senate building. This is in the Supreme Court. This is in the places, the halls of justice. So it's a lack of respect for the office, a lack of respect for our way of government. I thank God at nighttime or morning time when I'm doing my prayers, sometimes when I'm going to go through and I'm going to pray in authority over those in authority, I thank God that He led our fathers, our patriotic fathers, founding fathers, to establish the government we know. Of course, the only perfect government is when Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and He will be. Even on this earth, there will be a form of government that's perfect. But those people coming here had never governed themselves. They had been governed by kings, aristocracy, but they were going to form a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. It had never been done. But God led them to the Bible. They trusted the Bible for everything, and there they found the three forms of government that we know: the administration, the legislative, and the judicial. I think I've told you before that on the 200th birthday of our nation, 1976, there was lots of things were happening, and a man named Moyers, who was a journalist, went around the country. This was a long thing he did, and they showed on news, you know, nightly news, and interviewed people, will the United States of America still be standing? Will it still be free in another 200 years? And I remember Patrick Moynihan's answer. And he was I didn't politically agree with him very often, but it was kind of scary. And he says, no, they will not be, because a democratic government depends upon respect. And he said, respect has already been lost in a lot of the young people in urban areas. When it progresses to the rural areas, to mainstream America, mid-America, then all will be lost because there's no respect. And I thought about this when I was being told what we're likely to face. It's a lack of respect. A lack of respect for other people. He said, for a democracy to exist, it has to respect the rights of others. And this business here is not respecting the rights of others. You know, the Lord told me, I'm so glad you're on this line. He told me, as a nation raises up an air force, I am raising up a prayer force. So when the lady's been talking to me about coming to D.C. and about our praying, they said they want people to come and pray. They'd like all of us to come. They'd like all of you to come. But they'd like people to come and pray who especially know their authority. And you know, folks, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We are the ones with the authority, and that's what I intend to go up there and do, and that's what I want you to do. I want you to back us. If you can't go today, if you can't go tomorrow, if you can't go in each of these days at home, because you can meet us up around the throne, and where you are, you can take authority over those demons. Now, this is, you are the prayer force. I'm not the prayer force. I'm just one person in it. But you are the prayer force. I don't know how many are on this call, and I will get a report, and they'll tell me exactly how many states. But I believe we've got a great representation today. Now, I'm going to read to you my blog. I tweeted this first part earlier yesterday, and then I did a blog. The body is seated at the right hand of the Father in Christ our head. Ephesians 1:17-2:6. From there we are to reign over the adversary. Romans 5:17. Let's do it. Let's use our God-given authority of the believer for our dear country today until. And you can answer that until this mess is over. Some person yesterday in a reply wrote to me, until the church is glorified, until Jesus comes, whatever, we must use our authority, and we are those on the earth who are this prayer force. Now, I wrote this yesterday online, billybrim.org. As I was praying the Ephesians prayer this morning and getting ready to rule and reign, I read through a part of it that I usually skip when praying to the Father. When I pray the Ephesians prayer and I begin in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation, etc. And then I go over to chapter 2 and I begin with verse 4 and I read down that even when we were dead in sins, that he quickened us with Christ, he raised us with Christ, and seated us in him in his own right hand. But I usually skip some of the verses in chapter 2. And yesterday, I read through them. And here they are in the English Standard Version. Ephesians 2:1. And you were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked. Listen to this. Following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. Now here it is in the Amplified. And you he made alive when you were dead, slain by your trespasses and sins, in which at one time you walked habitually. You were following the course and fashion of this world. You were under the sway of the tendency of this present age, following the prince of the power of the air. You were obedient to and under the control of the demon spirit that still constantly works in the sons of disobedience, the careless, the rebellious, and the unbelieving, who go against the purposes of God. That tells us that behind the actions of the sons of disobedience, the people who are not belonging to God, behind their actions there's demon spirits. We know this from Ezekiel chapter 28. It explains very well there how in the first few verses God has the prophet Ezekiel speak to a man who says he's a god, and he says, you're not a god. You're just a man, and you're going to be defeated. That's what God tells you, Ezekiel, to prophesy. And he was the ruler on the earth. But then, after that, he says, son of man, speak to the king of Tyre. And you can tell, because it says right there in the passage, he's talking to Lucifer. Lucifer was working down through. He was working down through this one who was called the Prince of Tyre. So working down through these women, working down through a lot of other ways, is Satan himself. I believe most of us don't even come in contact with Satan. But this is so important to Satan, I imagine he's on that scene. And some very high-ranking devils. So I wrote in my blog yesterday, it is plain to see that the wicked one is behind the efforts to divide and conquer America. How comforting to know that he is under our feet. However, we have to take to exercise our authority over him. And then I ask you in my blog, and I'm asking you today on this phone call, stretch your hand toward Washington, D.C., and exercise your authority as a citizen of the kingdom of heaven and an ambassador of that kingdom to the United States of America. And you who have joined here from Canada, and you who have joined here from Europe and other places, you do it. Because it's important to Israel, folks. And I believe it's important to you and your nations that we stay strong and that we keep the hands of our president strong, that he can continue to enacting those things that help Israel and help the Jews and bless Israel. We have a critical midterm election coming up. And by the way, I've told you about Max, the man who was former Muslim. He's going to be coming up too. He just felt in his heart that he needed to come to Washington. So he's been coming up this weekend. The Lord's been talking to him about the midterm elections. And he said the Lord has been impressing him that the important thing is the House, that we must pray concerning keeping the House of Representatives so that we can keep, praise the Lord, so that we can keep the hands of the president strong. So we're going to pray that prayer right now. We're going to pray that prayer in Ephesians. This is the way I do it. And I want you to be praying this prayer, and I want you to be taking authority. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto each one of us, Lord, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our hearts, our understanding, be enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your power, your dunamis, toward us who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in Christ, when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, and every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And you put all things under his feet, and you gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. You gave him head to the church, head to the body, over all things, the church, which filleth all in all, your body. And we, who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but God, you who are rich in mercy, and for your great love wherewith you loved us, when you quickened him, you quickened us. When you raised him, you raised us. When you seated him, you seated us in him. Oh, Father, and now our heads cannot wrap around it, but our hearts know it's true. He's under our feet. We are not under the dominion of darkness, but darkness is under our feet. Satan is under our feet. All the demons that are acting up in Washington, D.C. are under our feet. Oh, Father, you've translated us out of the dominion of darkness and into the kingdom of your dear Son, the kingdom of the light. And from there, where we are seated at your right hand, you have told us, Romans 5:17, those which have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, right standing with God, seated at your own right hand, as if we have never sinned. And we plead the blood, Father, over any shortcomings any of us might have had. Oh, God, we worship you. We praise you. We thank you. Father, how thankful and grateful I am that on this telephone right now, such a representative group is joining as the prayer force of Almighty God. In the name above all names, Satan and the kingdom of darkness, you listen. In the name of Yahweh Yeshua, we come against you. You have to obey us. We speak confusion into your camp. We speak confusion into your camp in Washington, D.C. They will be confused today because you are confused. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let those women go. We cut off your tentacles that would work down through those people that are coming, men and women. And in the name above all names, you will hurt no one. I command and I demand and we command and we demand cease and desist. Your plots and plans will come to nothing. In Jesus' name, we speak them barren, fruitless, futile. In the name above all names, in Jesus' name, you will not touch us on our travels today. You will not have anything to do with any airplanes. You will not have anything to do with their scheduling. You will not bring anything at all against any of the flights that we are to make, against our connection flights. You will not have anything to do with Billy Brim, Shelly Brim, Hannah Brim, in Jesus' name. I plead the blood over us, spirit, soul, and body. I plead the blood of Jesus over all the good works that you have ordained we should walk in. I plead the blood of Jesus over all my family. You won't touch a one of them today. We alamarasta. over Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, a glorious church fellowship in the places of our habitations, Greater Branson, Greater Collinsville, Greater Tulsa, Greater Bartlesville, Greater Migdal, Israel. In the name above all names, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will not, Istilamakaya, you will not in the name above all names have anything to do with the peoples coming to Autumn Assembly of Prayer. You will not be able to dissuade a soul, not one soul, from coming. You will not be able to wreak havoc in one life, not one life that would keep them from coming. In the name above all names, in the name, the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray, and under his blood. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, today, when you think about us, pray in the Spirit. Say, I surround those prayers, not just me, but all those prayers that we're associating with in Washington, with faith and love and the blood of Jesus. Just say that out loud. I surround them with faith and love and the blood of Jesus. Oh, I tell you, folks, I'm kind of getting tickled. I'm kind of getting thrilled in my spirit. I used to get real thrilled when I was headed for Russia. And you know what? I kind of have that same sense today. It's victory. Bless the Lord. Now, Jesus Christ, of course, won all these things for us. And now we're going to have to, we stand with him. Bless the Lord. Now, there is, if you want to know something about how they are behaving, they are following the teachings of Saul, sometimes spelled S-O-L, sometimes spelled S-A-U-L, Alinsky, A-L-I-N-S-K-Y. And he wrote a book back in the 30s. He's gone from this earth, but he wrote a book back in the 30s called Rules for Radicals. And he was a neo-Marxist, his writings, socialism. And when you want to portray radical ideas and get changes, one of the things he said is front the people face-to-face. Get right in their face. He said, don't attack institutions. Attack people. They hurt more easily. It's terrible, his rules, and they're following them. So, praise the Lord. Oh, someone wrote, replying to what I did yesterday, Jehoshaphat was told to set the praisers in front of the battles. And so she said, I'm praising the Lord for victory in America. And that's what we're having to. So be sure to praise God today. And when you think of us, surround us with faith and love and the blood of Jesus. I'm counting on you to hold your ranks today. In Jesus' name, shalom, shalom.